Gufay Ishtay Bikanishkin. He himself drank from this type of a jar that had different sprouts, different straws coming up, and he was not marked, but even though a guy was also drinking.
Yeah, but then we have the other gazer.
Right, the Tzoyis learns it wasn't with the guy. It was doing with other Jews. And the Chiddush is, it's not us, but it's the man is them, Mishum Simcha. Certain things that too much Simcha, Zeich L'chub, and the Rabbanah made it to Asa. The Chiddush here is not us. Right, Mishnah said this. Yayin Nesech Asa V'Oise B'Cholshu. Yayin Nesech, wine that's Asa B'Hano. So the Lachar is in itself is Asa. And it even asks B'Cholshu. What does that mean? Yayin B'Yayin Umayim B'Mayim B'Cholshu. That means Min B'Minoi. If wine that's the Yayin Nesech falls into other wine, that's kosher wine, even though it's one drop in a thousand, it's all Asa. There's no din bitul min b'minoi by Yayin. The same thing, Mayim. Mayim also, Rashi says, Mayim, water means Mayim shenisnaschu l'avoy t'chovim. That if a guy poured water in front of the Avoy Zorah, if they would do it, they would worship the Avoy Zorah, it also becomes Asa b'hanor. So if you have this water that was poured in front of the Avoy Zorah, now it gets mixed up with a lot of your water, all the water becomes Asa. What's going to be though, Yayin b'mayim? Let's say Yayin Nesach falls into water, or the opposite, Umayin that's Asa falls in B'yayin that's Mutter. So now the cloud is B'noi St. Tom, has to be like 60, that you can still taste it. But once there's so much there that you do not taste the Yisr anymore, then it's bottled. And there are cloud, this is the general rule, that Min B'minoi B'mashu, at least by Yayin Nesach, we're machmet to say that Min B'min is not bottled. Even though we all call it Tarakula, that's just the opposite. Min b'mino is bottle chad v'tray. It's only midrabbanan. We have to have shishim. But by yayin nesach, we're more machmer. Yayin nesach by chometz, we're more machmer. Even b'mashu, it's also. But v'shloy b'minoi, like water into wine, or the opposite, then b'noi sintam. Then it's only yasa. You still taste the yisa. But if there's so much heter that you do not even taste the wine anymore, then it becomes muta. Then it's bottle. That's the klal of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, "Ki Asi Rav Dimu Rav Dimi came." He said like this: "Amar Rav Yehonim Rav Yechon. Amar Rav Yechon. Hamor Yayin Nesach Mechavius Labor. If you pour off Yayin Nesach, that's Asa into a bor, a big pit of wine. That's Mutter. That's Kosher. So he learns his bottle. And Afilo Kol Yom Kulivna. You keep on pouring it the whole day long. Rishon Rishon bottle. Still, you know the wine remains Mutter." Because the first drop of Yayin Nesach that fell in, since at that time there was more Yayin Kosher on the bottom, so the bottom is Govar, it's Mevato, what comes in. So every drop that keeps on coming in, keeps on becoming bottle. So you could end up having twice as much, it's all Mutter. So Rashi says, it means, O Mutter Bahano, to the Din Vitel Bahano at least. I've ordered that, that we learn later, Yos, the next Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Novel of Bar Kula Yosa. That's when a whole barrel falls in at one shot, and the barrel breaks in the bar, then it's all also. But where drops fall in at a time, even though it's one, you're pouring it, the Rav Dimi holds that it's bottle, kama, kama bottle. That's Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi's Shita. In the name of Rav Yechon, right. Tanat, we ask the question, remember now, Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Asa V'yaisa B'cholshu. Says Yayin Nesach Asa, even in a kolshu. Even a small amount that falls in, mash, but it's not bottle. And here Rav Dimi is talking about min b'minoi, wine into wine. So my love does not Mishnah mean to call nafal isuro l'goy hetera, even in the case that the Yayin Nesach is falling into Yayin the Heter, and we do not say kama kama bottle, but rather we say it all turns into l'iser. So Mor says, Loi, this is not a question of Rav Dimi. Why? Loi de call nafal hetera l'goy isura. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about that heter, yayin heter, is falling into yayin the yisr. Yep. And there the chiddush is, even though it goes the whole day that way, still it remains awesome.
Well,
we're talking about now a filo kol hayayin. That means even if at the end, you know, or after a big, long while, there's 100 times more heter than yisr. So eventually it's not even nice in time. So what does it say then? It's boss. Kamash, that's the chiddush in Mishnah. No, only then. But it comes when it first comes in. Since when it first came in, it became Issa, the head that changed over to the Issa, it remains that way. And we do not say later, Chayziv, we'll see Svaras later about Chayziv and Eir. Even though right now the heter is bottled in the Issa, but later when you have 60 times as much as heter in there, we say Chayziv and Eir wakes up again and changes over the Issa to heter, that we don't say. That's the Chum of Yai Nesach. But in the first case, it'll be Mutter. It's his Chiddush, though, that where it over becomes by the way, and it stays by proof. It says, Rashi says, we don't see me. We'll soon see. I'll keep saying Ravimi because it's a shallow what Rav Yechanan said. We'll soon see. There are other mandiyam in Rav Yechanan. Toshima, Yayin b'mayim, says the Mishnah, if wine falls into water, so b'noi Saint Tom, it depends. When you can't taste it anymore, it becomes bottle. So my love, aren't we talking about over here? The konofel chamra di sura l'maya de tera, where the ister is falling into the heter, and still we see it's totally b'noi Saint Tom. Now, later when it becomes, when you could taste says, before Yai Nesach Labor, the whole thing becomes bottle. It's mutabano. Because Rishon not like that. For Chamro de Tero, Lamaya di Sura. That the wine that's mutta fell into water, that's Osir. That's why the Mishnah says it's B'nai Sin Tam. Because when it's first falling in, it's falling into Issa. So as long as you did not change the taste of the water, it still tastes like water, it'll be Osir. The Mishnah says if so, if so, then Sefer Nami, the Sefer also should be talking about B'mayi Disura, water that's Asa. Oktani Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Mayim B'yayin, if you have water that's Asa, falling into wine, B'noi Saint Tam. Mashma, that it does not become bottle, that the Mayim is falling into the wine. See, even though when it first falls in, it's bottle. But later, when you have so much that you can taste the water, then it's B'nai Saint Tam, it becomes Osir again. So you see, not like Rav Dimi. Amalach Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi says, no, Kula Masnis, and all the cases of our Mishnah talking about, had Teira L'Gai Yisura. All the cases are, what's falling in is Mutter. It's falling into Issa. So therefore, we say that it's Bota right now, but when it gives B'nai Saint Tam, it will become Osir. The Reisha, the case, the Konof, or Chamro, L'Teira. That the wine is the cham de tera, the wine that's mutter is falling in the maya di sura, and faifa the konofa maya de tera lecham di sura. That's why it's asa. It's only asa because it's falling into issa. But in the case where issa is falling into heta, that's Rav Dimi's kula. That if issa falls into heta, we say kama bottle. The first drop that comes in becomes bottle, changes over to heter, and it remains heter. That's Rav Dimi's kula. That ister into heter is bottle. The din of the Mishnah is only the opposite way. Heter fell into ister. Now, Kiyosi Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came along, and Omer Rav Yechon, he said over the name of Rav Yechon like this. That Omer Rav Yechon, Hamar Yayin Nesach. If you're pouring off wine, yai nesach, that's a small jug, a small jar. A very small jar into the bor, then a filu kol yom kulim, you keep on refilling it, and you're pouring it off the whole day. So rishon bottle. True, here he agrees that you say the first drop of wine that falls in is bottle, but his chumr is v'davka tirtz cotton. Only because it's a small jar now that you're pouring off of Yai Nesach. So we only see the small amount of Yai falling in, therefore this small amount is bottled in the bor, therefore we say it becomes bottled. By Nafish Amudei, we don't see right now such a big flow of wine coming in. Ah, Volchavis, but if you're pouring it from a big barrel, the Nafish Amudei, the flow, is a large sum of flow, it's a big large sum of wine, light. Then we do not say kama bottle. So Rav Yitzchak argues on Rav Dimi that here if we have yayin nesach, a big flow of yayin nesach falling into a bar de teira, even though when the first drops fall in, it should be bottle b'rayim. There's 1,000 times more than what's flowing in. We don't say that svara. We look as if we see what's coming. What's coming is a large sum of wine is coming in now. So even though it comes in kama drop by drop. But since we see now this big barrel here, we look as if the whole barrel is inside this bor, and there's not shishim kinegedit, therefore it remains us. So that's a chumra over of Dimi, that if it's a large sum of wine coming in, we do not say kama bot.
And vice versa, would you say the same thing?
That's the second shita, Rabbi Yitzchak shita. Now a third shita. Kiyasi Ravin, when Ravin came, Omer Reb Yechon said over the name of Reb Yechon, like this. That Kiyasi Ravin, that Yayin Nesach Shinafel a bar. Another Kiddush. If Yayin Nesach falls into a bar full of wine, so really all of it should become Asa. That's the Diyak Kiyol, there's no Din Bittel. Rashi learns that he argues on Evdimi. There's no Din Bittel. Like the Mishnah says, Min Bimini Zasa. So when Yayin Nesach falls into a bar, really it should make the whole bar Asa. But what's going to be, it says the Kiddush. For no for Sham Kitten Shomayim. Let's say the water fell in first. What happened was you had a bar, a pit full of wine, and some water fell in there, and now some Yayin Nesach falls into this pit. It says the Kiddush that Royin as the Hefda Kiluenoi. We look as if all the Hefdaika wine, the Min Vimino of the Yayin Nesach is not there. And all we see here is just the water. For Yashar Mayim, we just look at the water that's there. And therefore, Yashar Mayim Rabban Olam Muvatlinoi Soy. Therefore, this little bit of Yayin Nesach that's falling in now, if it will only be wine in the bar, Min Bimino is Asa. All the wine would become Asa. We say, cool now, look as if all that wine that's kosher is out. That wine is not here. What's left over? Only the water that fell in. The water is Ein Amina, that's a different Min. So we say, Bittel, we say the wine now becomes bottled into the water. Tremendous Kiddush. You say, Roy. So, Kiyosi Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Yechanan. Loishana, when do we say this new svara of Royin that we look as if all the wine, the kosher wine, is not here, and all that's left over is only the water? When do we say this Loishana Vela Shenof Okitin Shemayim Tchila? It had to be that the water fell into this bar before the Yayin Nesach entered. Avol Loinof Osham Kitin Shemayim Tchila. But if the water did not fall first, but rather first the Yayin Nesach fell in to this bar of Yayin. So then, Motza Minas Minoi Veneir. They're like, wake up. Because as soon as the Yayin Nesach falls into this bor, that's Min Beminoi, wine with wine. That's the din of the Mishnah. Min Bemin is also even Bamashu. So as soon as this Yayin Nesach falls into the bor, it wakes up, all it shakes up, all the wine inside it. It all becomes like Yayin Nesach, and it's all a Chesed Yisura. So if water falls in later, it won't help you anymore. If water falls in later, you need so much water to mevatel all the wine now that's in the bar. It's not enough now just to mevatel that little bit of Yayin Nesach that just fell in. Because once the Yayin Nesach fell in, it was like the tapach and nas and the vela, it made all the wine Yayin Nesach. The Iki de Masla, some learn this din amaslis in our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, b'yayin, yayin, b'yayin kolshu. That if Yayin Nesach falls into Yayin the Surah, it's also the kolshu. And on this Amr, Shmo Bar Yehuda Rav Yechanan, Loshana, when do we say that it's also Elosh Lenofu Shom Kitu Shemayim? If there's no water in this bar, it's only wine with wine. That's the Chumra Min Demin is also. The Rashi learns, like these Mandiyam here, argue on Rav Dimi, that there's no Din Bittel by Min Deminoi. She says, when do we say it's also Elosh Lenofu Shom Kitu Shemayim? Avonofu Shom Kitu Shemayim, but if water fell into this pit, then Ryan, yes, we could look and see as if Ryan has said that we can look as if all the Hethetic of wine, Kilo Enoi, as if the first wine is not there anymore. And the what's left? Only the water. The Ashar Mayim, Rav Molar Umavatlin, Oisoi. In a case where there's more water there than these few drops of Yayin Nesach coming in, so we look as if the Yayin Nesach is falling only into the water, and into the water it becomes bottled. So Mar says, Mike, what will be the difference? Bein le demasni lo amastis, when you learn this chiddush of Roin on the Mishnah, bein le demasni lo ad rovin, if you learn on rovin's halacha, so Mar says yes. The difference is like this: man demasni lo amastis in our Mishnah loy boy tchila. It would not make a difference whether the water fell there first or fell there later. Whenever the water falls there, we'll say Roin. We'll look as if the yayin that there is not there, and only the water and the yayin nesach will become bottle. But a man the Maslad, whoever learns his Kiddush and Ravin, then boy Tchila. You have to have that the water fell there before the Yayin Nesach came in. Itma, we learn like this. Yayin Nesach Shenofel Abor. Yayin Nesach fell into a pit full of wine. Venofel Shom Kitu Shomayim. And also some water fell into this pit also. More water than the Yayin Nesach fell in. There's more water there than Yayin Nesach. So what's the halacha? Omar Chizkiya says like this, a new concept. Hegdilu bi'isra, if the last thing to fall in.